Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Think you're listening to
streaming live 24/7 at tntradioempire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
So I ran across a people map of the United States, they say, and it's an odd little thing that someone has put together where city names are replaced by their most Wikipedia'd resident.
Oh, so we'd be Buffett Town.
People
right?
Born in, lived in, or connected to a place.
We'd be Buffett City.
You are right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You are right. The most Wikipedia'd resident in the town of Omaha is Warren Buffett.
What about Lincoln?
Johnny Carson.
Oh, he's not from Lincoln.
No, he was up the road a bit.
That's the national perception to have the wrong place. He went to college here.
No. Wikipedia, maybe that's it.
Well, he went to college here, but he's not from.
Maybe
that's a good
it.
Point.
City names are replaced by their most Wikipedia resident. Now then, so that they may be wrong.
Buffett Town and Carson Town, whatever we call them.
Yeah,
and Wichita.
Well, that's right. That's not. It's
Wichita is what?
Coke City.
No.
No. Kirstie Alley.
No.
God, Kirstie Alley.
Way off.
Really?
Years off.
Barry Sandersville.
Years off.
Wyatt Earp.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking Wyatt Earp. That's Dodge City.
Yeah.
Once again, though, it's Wikipedia.
Well, it's
resident.
Also Ellsworth.
Right.
And Dodge City, yeah.
Yeah, he was a resident of
Wyatt Earp Town. T95 and Wyatt Earp. How you doing?
In Emporia, it's Artley Ermey.
How big are these cities? Mid-sized, obviously. If Lincoln's on there, there's still no mid-sized cities.
Emporia's
right?
on there.
Yeah, that's a small place.
It would be real big.
And for some reason, in Tilden, Nebraska, the most Wikipedia'd resident there, L. Ron Hubbard.
What's it like in Bart Starr, Wisconsin?
Well, let's see here.
Bart Starr, let's do our football team.
Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
That's Suamico. Jeffrey Dahmer's Milwaukee.
Ooh, really?
They're loving that. Well, there's a new documentary about him out. And a movie.
I think the city needs to band together and collectively, like, Wikipedia Bob Uecker or something.
Right. And then in Fargo, it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that sucks. He's from Bismarck.
Yeah, this is a horrible list.
Yeah, but he played.
It is horrible. I'm not yelling at you for the list. I like this.
No,
horrible.
I was amused. I was amused by this. Right. Wyatt Earp?
Yeah, I know. That's
what?
I was in Dodge City. He's in Dodge City. Dodge City's not great. It's different than.
Yeah, but that's Wichita, right?
Yeah.
Wyatt Earp is Wichita.
Right.
And Carson Wentz didn't grow up in Fargo. He played football in Fargo.
That's the thing. The only one
but
you
he was a resident.
The only one they don't say they had to grow up there. They just said they had to be a resident there.
No, it just said Wikipedia. That's all it said.
No, Wikipedia'd resident. People born in, lived in, or connected to a place.
Right.
And in Sioux Falls, it's January Jones.
Is she from there?
Somehow connected, apparently.
She's going to be the hottest thing ever walked out of that town. And that's not a hammer in that town, because she's gorgeous. She's the hottest thing of walking out of most towns.
Born in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
You know what? God, good thing she got out. She'd be wrinkled with a cigarette hanging off her mouth into some slot machine. Love you, Sioux Falls. Thanks for listening.
And it is odd. I mean, some of these names go way back.
No.
I mean, ungodly way
January
back.
January Jones and I have the same birthday.
Oh. So,
you're now the second hottest person born that day.
Yeah, you weren't born in Sioux Falls.
Well, I don't know about that.
What about Minneapolis, Pittsburgh? Let's Kansas City. Let's do our teams.
Kansas City, it is Eminem. What? Des Moines, it's Jason Momoa.
Why Eminem in Kansas City?
I didn't look into their whys for all
of
these.
Did he spend any time in Kansas City? He's a Detroit guy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, he is from Detroit.
That didn't make any sense.
Born in St. Joe.
Huh?
I did not know that.
Yeah, but that's not Kansas City.
No, it's not. That's a stupid one.
Well, maybe they went to the Costco down in Kansas City once before they moved.
What about Pittsburgh?
Lived in several places, including St. Joe, Savannah, and Kansas City.
Okay.
Still, there's a lot of famous people from Kansas City. That's lame. Come on,
well,
pick it up.
Here's what happens, though. I'm looking at Wikipedia. This person, all that has to happen is Kansas City has to come up in the Wikipedia entry somewhere.
And then they're the most
and then Eminem
searched
is
one
a,
around the country. Got
right.
It. All right, I got it.
Andy Warhol for Pittsburgh.
That makes sense.
For Butler, it is Bret Michaels.
Right. He was just born there, though. He moved to Mechanicsburg when he was like a baby, basically.
Yeah, so
a kid, I should say a kid.
A silly little thing that was put together, I was somewhat amused by.
Does it have small towns?
You mean like Tilden, Nebraska?
Yeah.
The aforementioned Tilden, Nebraska?
That's Richie Ashburn, right. How about?
No, it was...
It's L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, it was L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, was he from there too?
Well, we mentioned it just a few minutes
ago. Yeah, I was thinking about other towns for some stupid reason.
I think he was born there.
Right. Boy, he was a freak.
What about Minot, North Dakota?
Yeah.
See, this is a difficult map to...
I'm the map.
Yeah.
This is a difficult map to...
I'm in my hometown.
...negotiate. I can't do both.
Mine it would be...
well, they're both M's. Yeah. Figure it out.
Josh different Ball. Places on a map. I'm looking at a map.
Oh, I got it.
I'm looking at a map.
You look at it too, puss.
Map is M as well.
I don't have the link.
Josh Duhamel is the most famous resident of Minot, North Dakota.
But we don't know if he's...
If he's the most Wikipedia'd.
Yeah, we don't know. How about rugby?
Yeah, he was.
How about rugby?
Rugby, I don't see them listed here.
How about Mechanicsburg?
See, I got to go to the other end of the deal now.
Yeah, it's just a whole way over there in the map there.
It is. Now I got to find it.
You're right, Todd. Minot, Josh Duhamel.
Where did you say?
Mechanicsburg.
I don't see it.
Who was the...
bigger than Minot.
The romantic singer. Who am I thinking of? Jeffrey Gaines. See, Mechanicsburg.
He's from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not Mechanicsburg. But it's close. He may have been to Mechanicsburg.
He's from Harrisburg. How about your hometown there, Craig?
Memphis.
You were born in Oklahoma, right?
I really don't remember. Tell me.
Kids, you don't know what that bid's about. It's funny as hell.
It's not worth it. No.
Yes, it is.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
Here you go. I found Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
Ricky Rocket.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah. Because I already gave Brett one, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What part of Oklahoma were you born in?
Oklahoma City.
Oh.
The aforementioned town. Oklahoma City.
You were born there, right?
Yeah, I really don't remember.
See, Johnny Carson comes up as the most Wikipedia resident of the three biggest towns from around where I was from.
Oh, because he grew up in Iowa too.
Yeah,
yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he grew up in two towns, Iowa and Nebraska.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's also a fellow Nebraska Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Johnny Carson and us.
Great. In Ardmore, Oklahoma, the most Wikipedia resident is John Hinckley Jr.
All right. well, that's like Dahmer in Milwaukee, man.
Yeah.
Not a good one. I'm sure where Lee Harvey Oswald is from, he might be the first one, too.
Yeah. Well, in northern Mississippi, they're going to get 10-digit telephone dialing. Well,
that's going
to
confuse
them. They're going to have to start dialing the area code.
Half those people can't count to 10 digits.
Welcome
right?
to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
You don't have to count to 10 digits.
Yeah.
You just have to use them.
That's too long.
Customers in the 662 area code are going to have to start dialing that code along with the 7-digit phone number to complete local calls.
When you just have it, okay.
Yeah. You know they're bitching about
that.
Oh,
I know they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Until October. They have this until October. If you just dial the 7 digits in that same area code, you get where you want to go.
And they're blaming Biden.
Oh, of course they are.
Well, that's not it.
Well, they are blaming him.
It's a suicide hotline thing. because the change lets this new suicide prevention hotline go through, because that is a they're making room for the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that opens in July of 2022. Those 82 area codes that use 988 for the first three numbers of some seven-digit phone numbers, they have to change that over to 10-digit to let the suicide prevention hotline go through, blah, blah, blah. It's that sort of thing.
Biden.
So it's not Biden.
Well, we know that.
We know that.
We knew that.
Right.
That doesn't stop people from blaming
it. We knew that.
Yeah.
God, I remember when my home, when I was probably 10, I think, my hometown went from five-digit dialing to seven. I remember.
You only had five?
You only had to dial five digits.
You aren't 100, man. That's a small town. Man.
That was probably 1990.
Yeah. Was it like Cal 12? Is that what you said? Give me a call at Cal 12.
Yeah. You rung up Sally and told her to, you know, connect you to grandma.
Yeah. When I was growing up, it was just five digits.
Man.
The last digit.
Good thing both you guys got out.
Of the prefix and then the four digits of the suffix.
Yeah, I remember the uproar when people, I don't want to dial seven digits.
Well, they probably couldn't remember it.
Well, and were they dialing them rotary style?
Well, yeah.
Possibly.
That takes a long time.
The
point.
Yeah, but you know, I grew up with the seven digits.
And you didn't have to remember anything. It was the same two digits you had to add.
Well, it's Cal 12. I'm Cal 12. Give me a call.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I thought we were kind of behind there.
Yeah, but I thought
you were.
The whole country was 10 digits by now.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I thought so, too.
Right, because of cell phones.
Yeah.
We're out of numbers.
Right.
I've been dialing 10 digits for how long has it been in this town? 15, 20 years.
Maybe, I don't know. Because I just call my phone. I don't really call anybody.
Yeah, I just hit the person's name.
Oh, it's been 10. You're right. It's been 10 for a long time.
At least.
Yeah.
Very long time.
We call your mom. It's about two digits.
Sometimes three. One in the sting.
To make it four.
Okay, that'd be four. Two in a stink. They're not driving in the town today, right?
No, I don't think so.
They were driving in the town the other day. We were talking about something.
Todd whipped out his ass.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. Hope they don't hear that digit conversation.
Talk to mom and dad about doctor's appointment. Yeah. First thing off. So
what are you doing?
So Todd's ass was out in the studio today, huh?
I'm dialing your mom.
Yep.
Your mom didn't mention she was the first to spot the bruise. Oh, yeah, I knew about that.
She might have gave it to you.
God.
And they dearly love each and every one of you. You know
I
that.
Know, I know.
They're
I know,
wonderful
I,
people.
I know, I know, I know.
See, I checked up. Fantastic news from the world of sport.
Were you only able to get out a syllable or two previously?
I think you're saying fantastic news because it's going to either hammer me, my team, Nick's team, or Todd's team.
None of those.
Was this the item I just sent you?
It was. I just saw that you had sent it to me, but we do have this.
Because that, too, is fantastic news.
This is the fantastic news from the world of sport.
All right.
Okay.
30-year-old Paul Macbeth.
Listen to this.
Just became the richest player in the history of disc golf.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I saw a tournament a couple weeks ago, and the guy won. It was one of the bigger tournaments. He won like 10 grand on that particular day, maybe somewhere.
Seeing a screenshot of this guy, he is on the 18th hole, and he is already 18 under par.
Is this career earnings?
No. He signed a new deal.
He
signed a new endorsement deal with Discraft Disc Sports that will pay him $10 million over the next 10 years.
Oh, so he's promoting discs.
Okay, yeah, he's widely considered one of the best disc golfers on the planet, ranked number one before the pandemic. His previous contract with Discraft was for $1 million for 4 years. It was considered the biggest in the sport at the time, but now it's even bigger. Congratulations to Paul Macbeth.
I left that on for a while, and I saw this course. It was a really cool course. The problem with the course was even guys like you know would suck at it.
Oh, yes, I've seen those things, and there's no way to get through that.
No, they're tree-lined. I mean, they're trees. There's a hole in trees. And these guys threw and threw a couple trees and curved it around another tree.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe it. And then there was a couple that were over water, like a real golf course. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, so your average Joe thinks he can go out there, like a lot of golfers think that too. I could learn to throw like that. No, you can't.
No. It's like ball golf. You got to work shots. You got to work it to the left.
I was surprised.
The right, you got to have the whole bag of tricks.
When I saw the one hole, it went right up through the woods. And we're talking maybe 10 feet wide the whole way. I'm thinking, how are they doing that? Well, they did it. You know?
Yes. Yeah, that's it's amazing impressive. To see.
And then when one guy didn't do it, if he hit a tree, they acted like it was like a horrible shot. Like, oh, my God.
Well, no, that's an average shot.
Right, right.
Jesus Christ, I'm looking at this leaderboard here of this screenshot. And that guy at 18 under was 3 strokes behind. Someone shot 21 under.
Yeah.
So that's 15 birdies and 3 eagles.
In disc golf, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
No, that's incredible.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that one time we played,
I suck at it.
I was struck by, like, I know how to throw a frisbee.
I know, but not those things.
But I went out there with that thing and just sucked.
I'd rather play with frisbees.
It was completely different.
It's totally different.
And it's worse.
It's much worse.
And if you suck at it,
I will join Craig's this fall if we do another one after COVID.
You should marvel even more at a score of 21 under par.
No, it's still disc golf.
Holy God.
I'm not marveling. Those guys are really good, but it's also... Doesn't mean I have to care about
it. Aren't a lot of those holes par threes, Craig? So it's not an eagle. It's a hole in one.
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. I was not expecting the word million attached to the richest
disc golfer. No,
there
was I. But I knew when he signed, when it comes to endorsing, that's a whole different thing. Products are a whole different thing.
Yeah. They must think he's going to move some discs.
Right, right.
Yeah, because it says here his 130 tournaments, $510,000 in career earnings. Which is probably good for the world of disc golf.
And that's 130 tournaments. That's not 1 year, Todd.
But $510,000 if you're on the PGA, you can take 8th in the tournament this weekend and win $500,000.
Or 10th. Or, 20th. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know this guy, Craig? Is he your hero?
Okay, here's the thing.
Poster on the wall.
Here's how out of touch.
Above
here's
the
how I out of touch me and my disc golf playing buddies are.
Never heard the name.
We will occasionally want to say something like, "Hey, that was a great shot." Like,
oh yeah,
and
like
then
that.
Want to throw somebody's name out.
That's right.
If it's in ball golf or something, whoa, that's a Tiger shot or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, who's the
Jordan? We don't know anybody's name. We know no one's name. So when we try and come up with that was a good guy shot.
A guy that's really good at this game shot.
We don't know the first person's name.
Yeah, but, you know, does the rest of that crew know?
Yes.
The people you hang out with? Not you hang out with. Other guys, other group of guys that was with the crocheted hats and
Maybe not the crocheted hat dudes.
Okay. Well, that's the guys I saw.
So I'm going to guess that most people who know, people that are on the tournament, are people that are on the tournament.
I guess. There are players that are really involved in the clubs and things like that, and they're really into the sport. I read an article the other day of a guy who had, years ago joined his local club, and he said, of course I had heard of this guy, that guy, and that guy, but now I really know a lot more. And I'm like, no, of course I haven't heard of any of those guys.
Well, the one I watched, it was the final hole, too. So it's these 3 guys on this final hole, and one guy was going to win. It was like, who had missed? And one guy screwed up at the end and lost. But literally, the gallery was like 15 guys standing in the woods.
Yeah.
That was
it.
There's nobody in these places.
Just chiefing?
Right. Yeah, it was just 15 guys standing in the woods.
I think I saw a tournament in Charlotte a few weeks back. Maybe.
That's funny. You don't have a name. And you're right.
We can't come up with a single name.
I know.
All right. There is no household name in disc golf.
Not for us. I mean, but, you know, at the same time, we don't subscribe to the magazine.
No.
We don't look
Of course, there's no household name for disc golf.
It's not even really a household name.
If it's household, Craig would know what it is. That means everybody knows.
No, if household, we would know who it is.
And
Craig and his buddies are pretty enthusiastic about it, and they don't even know anybody who's on the circuit.
Hey, all those good dudes, they're Craig's buddies.
But to be,
and it's only as enthusiastic as they get.
That's an excellent point. And at the same time, there are actually, you know, signatures and names on the discs that we have in our bag.
And you still won't read it.
Not a clue. Not a clue who that guy is.
But there's no disc golfer who transcends the sport.
None.
Not aware of it.
No,
they may be transcending other things to get into disc golf.
It'd be that guy. We don't know that guy's
gotta
name.
Gotta be that guy, if anybody.
Right.
Yeah, him. But what was his name? Macbeth?
Exactly.
Right. The $10 million disc golfer.
Paul?
What if Discraft, is that the company?
Yes.
Are those good discs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is willing to throw $10 million at him. They think he's worth it.
Right.
Well, they think he's going to be good for a long time if they gave him a 10-year contract.
Yeah, you'll see, Nick. You'll see, Nick. Have you played it before, Nick?
No.
Okay.
You're going to be terrible.
Like Puss said, I've thrown a Frisbee, but
yeah,
I have no idea.
No,
it's not the same.
It's not. I could throw a Frisbee. I couldn't throw that.
I stepped
18 holes in, I couldn't throw that disc.
I stepped up to that first tee box with all the confidence in the world, and it went 20 feet into the ground. Right. And I went, oh, this is how it's going to be.
But I'm thinking you could probably be 50 and still play disc golf.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But will he be 50 and dominant? Worth $1 million a year.
He won't. I saw some of these dudes. They were younger guys, the ones I saw kicking ass.
Yeah, what if he gets like disc elbow or something five years in?
Damn it.
Yeah, trips on a root.
You gotta watch out for that.
That's a bad injury. He tripped on a root.
Yeah. And you could.
I think I did. I know I did.
That's probably one of your more common disc golf injuries, at least on the field.
I had a fun day that day a couple falls ago.
Sounds like a fun.
What you remember of it?
But I hated the game.
Yeah, I wanted the game to be over. I wanted very quickly.
I wanted to walk along eventually. Ah, you guys play.
I was over it like three holes in.
So was I. But I had a fun time.
Oh yeah. It was good. It was a good time.
I hated it though, because it sucks.
Because we sucked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that means it sucks.
But I just wanted to try it again because I wanted to get better.
But you
couldn't
never
get
did.
Worse.
But you never did. You said you were going to go out again, and you never went out.
I didn't.
Right.
So obviously, well, I had other shiny things distract me, I'm sure. Always something.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.